Good evening, everyone. What's going on? Happy Monday to you, and I hope that you are doing well or to the best you possibly can right now. I hope the audio is working pretty good. Let me check it out. We're having some issues with audio. Getting this message done on the day that I have it scheduled. It's just the enemy is just putting all kinds of roadblocks in the way. So let me check this out and see where we are. Yeah, it's good. Audio is great. God bless that. So let's first open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that this message is anointed, that the enemy cannot put any more roadblocks in what we're trying to do with this ministry, with these teachings, with these words that we find in the scripture that help us live our life, God. I'm praying right now for those who are struggling silently, the ones who are unsure of what they're going through or how to even go about helping themselves. God, I ask that you just come into their lives and you resurrect them, you lift them, you restore their lives, you fill them with the spirit that they need in their life to come up out of the funk that they are in. Fill them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we say, amen. All right, guys. So my message tonight is mental health and happiness. And how do we find happiness with our mental health? And mental health, like it says right there in the description, mental illness is one of the major health problems of today's society. Medical science recognizes that emotions such as fear, sorrow, envy, resentment, and hatred are responsible for the majority of our sicknesses. That's why we get sick. That's why we have these things that go on in our bodies, and we just don't understand how it all connects. Mental health problems like depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia can affect anyone at any time. And it's likely for many people in our community. Depression is one of the greatest problems in the world today. It has been called the common cold of mental illnesses. There are very few things as destructive to our mental health as worry. Isn't that crazy? We sit back and think. I think my wife sent me a video earlier today about if you worry, you worship Satan. If you know how to be optimistic and have faith that God's going to work out in your lives, that's when you worship God. So you got to ask God, right? To please, I don't want to worship Satan. When we give in to those things that don't feel good, but they don't, it doesn't, it, you don't quite understand it. That's when you got to start figuring out how or what is controlling your mind. So the World Health Organization, WHO, estimated that depression brings down life expectancy. It also will be the second leading cause of death in the world by 2020. That already passed. Even with COVID and everything that came on, it brought a big downfall on what's going on in the world. And like, how fitting is this message? Because I was supposed to do this message on Saturday, and we were supposed to talk about this topic, and our own son was dealing with mental health. Our family, there are lots of people in our family that deal with mental health, and they choose to numb it with substances, drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be. And that's where another one of our biggest downfalls come from. That's why it's like they call it the common cold, because the mental illness that we have in our life makes us want to reach out to something that's going to numb it, something that's going to treat it and put it in a position that they no longer feel what the reality of what's going on. See, everyone's afraid of something. Some fears are healthy and some are not. Although most people are not phobic or they don't really have these weird ideas and thoughts about things, almost everyone has a struggle against worry. I can relate to worry. Worry about this, worry about finances, worry about how this is going to go, you know. And when we worry, sometimes we worry out loud and we vent and it sounds like we're complaining. And all in a sense, it's just negative. It's a negative impact on our life that creates like an uproar in our mental. So we got some stuff here. It says, everyone struggles against worry, which is a form of fear. When we fear something, we worry something bad's going to happen. And that's one of the biggest things that we don't. We want to have that faith over fear. We want to be able to grow and not be scared or even fear what could come at us. Our age is the era of anxiety. We all know that it means at times to feel emotionally fatigued, physically drained, and spiritually defeated. When we worry, we give in to the biggest power that's trying to crush us and control us. I say it's the enemy. Because if you feel, if it doesn't feel, if you don't understand it, and if it makes you feel confused, that's not of God. Let's get into this more. Some more stuff I looked up. It says, the Bible says, for as a man thinks within himself, so he is. If you keep thinking and talking and speaking life into the things that you're doing in your life, that's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to do. You gotta understand that when you breathe life into something that you really don't want to happen, it's going to probably happen. A lot of people do it as a pity party. They'll say, well, I guess I'll just do this, and I guess you won't help me, or I guess I'll just stay, I'll stay homeless forever, or stuff like that. You know, your mental direction of where you are headed is the important piece here. So, like it says, for as a man thinks within himself, so he is. So wouldn't you want to think that you can be better than who you are? You can come up out of your addiction. You can do a lot more things with your life. You can grow from the lowest part of your life that you're in. Wouldn't that be better to like breathe life into things like that? You know, and it's hard. And I'll tell you what makes it easier. When you put yourself in a position with several other people or a couple other people that you can trust and confide in and talk about it. You got to be surrounded by like-minded people, people that are moving forward, people that are trying to grow, people that are trying to grow out of their bad mental health into a safer headspace. Those are the people you want to keep around you. If you keep wallowing in your hell and everything that's dragging your life down, there are so many things that are going to drop you down. You are going to put yourself in a direction where you aren't trying to be. See here we got Genesis 6:5. God destroyed an entire civilization because of their thought life. If you think in a negative way, you're going to feel depressed. We just talked about that. Your emotions are caused by how you interpret life. Does that make sense to you? Can some of you guys relate to me right now or relate to this? If you think in a negative way, you're going to feel depressed. The emotions are caused by how you interpret life, not by how somebody else interprets life, because the way I have an outlook on life may be totally, it's probably going to be totally different than someone that's new or still struggling or silently struggling in their own fear. That's one of the reasons the Bible says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. God didn't create fear. The enemy created fear to try to control us. The government tries to create fear to control us. You see where that's coming? So many things have not stayed where they need to be. There's nothing godly about how the government tries to control us. There's nothing godly about how the devil tries to control us. You can see several relations on how this works, because it puts negative things in our path. And we have negative things in our path. We kind of build on that. When we build on it, it grows to something that we don't even want to be a part of. Let's get back into this here. It says, the fact is that our emotions are controlled by our thoughts. What do you have going on in your mind that tells you you have to act the way that you're acting? Is there something telling you that you have to feel scared? You have to worry about this or that? Is there something that can overpower that and reach inside of you and tell you, hey, I want a better life. I want to be there for my kids. I don't want to use drugs and alcohol or have this addiction or have this or go in and out of jail. I want to breathe life into something where I can excel, where I can be good at something. I can be proud of myself. And there's a difference between pride. Like there's pride that it's like they say it's a sin, but being proud of yourself or coming up out of a darkness that you have overcome, that's good. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. That's Romans 8:6. To set the mind on the flesh is death. Set the mind on the spirit. When there's spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's where you can't go wrong. There's no fail when you follow the spirit. When you follow your flesh, you're going to stumble. You're going to follow. You're going to drink. You're going to get high. You're going to find the things that ruin you. And even though it may seem easier to give in and do the things that you feel your flesh wants and is feeding on, you know you cannot do that kind of thing. See, many New Testament passages offer comfort and reassurance to those who are feeling anxious or disturbed. The Bible has so many different pages and books that bring us up out of our sour mental health. And when we feel anxious or disturbed, I tell you who I reach to, who my family reaches to. We reach to God. We reach to the Word. We reach to other believers, and we find ourselves to where we shouldn't worry. We should not sit back and just let ourselves be consumed by negative mental health, where we feel like we're less than. We should not be feeling suicidal. We should be aware of suicide because we need to be strong and informational for those who are needing that kind of help. See, here we got, for example, Jesus does not want us to be anxious. He doesn't. And when you learn the Bible and you learn the Word as a Christian, you start to understand that He doesn't want us to be anxious. He even said, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." Matthew 6:25-34. As part of the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus said, never be anxious, He was advising His disciples to avoid undue worry. An excessive fear of tomorrow that can take the joy out of living today. Jesus gave a compelling reason for avoiding undue anxiety. You know why? Because it's useless. And even though that we know it's useless, even I give into it. I get negative. I put myself in a sour space. I have to be corrected and told that, you know, check it out. You shouldn't be doing this. Even when I try to justify my actions of why I'm in that negative space, even though I know I have a blessed life and things are coming at me great, and I have nothing to complain about, and I find myself in that. And what it says right here, it is useless. Jesus says it is useless to have that kind of feeling. To put yourself in that position, to grow and sulk in that is not good for your mind. It's not good for your heart, and it's not good for those around you. And I'm talking to myself, everyone. It says, who of you by being anxious can add one cubit to his lifespan? Cubit, one little inch, whatever it is, to your lifespan. Your days are still numbered. You're going to die one day. By worrying about all this stuff that we worry about, it just puts you in a state of fear. It puts your mind off the spiritual side of your life. It puts your mind over here where you just feel like you're never going to make it. You'll never be enough. Everything's just piling on top of you. And I know I'm talking to some people right now. You know, I'm trying to reach somebody to figure out. You got to know when these things are piling up on you to where you just can't let go. We got here, it says, Matthew 6:27, that was, focusing on our worries will not extend our life by even a fraction of a second. It actually takes more time to worry. And sometimes when we worry about things, a majority of the times we worry, that stuff doesn't even happen. You know what I mean? See, here we got this. I guess right there. I already said it. Besides, things often do not turn out as we feared. One scholar put it this way. Worry about the future is wasted effort, and the future of reality is seldom as bad as the future of our fears. How do we avoid anxiety? First, how I do it. How a lot of people I know do it, we trust in God. We got to give it to God. Prayer is a powerful weapon. We got to pray without ceasing, give it to God. Let Him know our fears. Let Him know what's going on. He can change them around. we can start breathing life into the most important, to the more important things, so we can grow in the Lord. We can grow from this place that we don't want to be a part of. A relationship with God is fundamental. It's very important to overcome any anxiety or fear that we have. Any kind of problem, we talk to him. And a lot of people, atheists or whatever, they don't believe that we can do this. But there are millions of people now that can attest to a complete transformation of life when they trust in God. You ever been stuck in your own mind and thought you just don't know what to do? So you sit back, you throw back a few beers, and your mind's not getting any better. You're just numbing it. You're numbing the problems that you're going through just for them to be there the next day when you're hungover and not even feeling good at all. These are the things that a lot of people do. They try to numb what they're going through. And when they do that, they possibly overdose. They get sick. They end up in the hospital. They miss out on family events. They miss out on life. They miss out on so many things that are going on around them. And they miss out on inheriting the kingdom of God. They miss out on having true happiness in their life. And it takes a lot of different ways to grasp that, to understand that you need to grow in the Lord. But when you don't know how exactly, you got to put yourself in position. You got to find a way to strengthen your mental health. A lot of people use working out, positive activity, talking, reading, groups, people, all kinds of stuff. Interact with people that are trying to move forward, like I mentioned before. See, it's really important that we find ourselves in a position that we can recognize where our mental health is taking us. Because we've seen in the past where mental health has taken people to the suicide. It's taken them to doing the wrong things. And a lot of people say, well, if they would have just told me what was going on in their life, we could have helped them. There's so many things that we could have put in their path. And it's hard because there's a lot of people out there, probably some listening right now, that silently struggle. They don't want to tell nobody what they're going through. They think that other people don't care. And that's what one of the reasons why I want to get up on here and talk about is that mental health is going to lie to you. Your own brain's going to tell you lies that people don't care. Nobody wants to hear your problems, things that are going on in your life. You should just keep it to yourself. You're better off dead. You know, all these negative thoughts that pop up in our minds. Those are the things that the enemy wants us to do. How many times have you felt like really good in life and the things that you're doing are going really well, but a certain instance, an unexpected bill or something happens in your life or your family and you just like throw in the towel, you're done, you want to give up. You start thinking about everything bad that can happen, but I'm saying up to that point, your life was going good. You had no worries, your bills were paid, everything was going good, your family was straight, and then all of a sudden you had this one thing. And it just puts you in a downward spiral of negative thoughts that create emotions. These emotions create ideas in your mind, and it puts you in a state of fear. Come on, somebody. These are the things that we need to do. See, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." He does not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Yet, even us as Christians, we fall short and we become afraid. We let fear overtake us. But the closer you are with your faith, the farther and farther away this will get. Hope I'm making sense to you guys. Let's see here. Got some more notes I took. John 14:27. Trust in God, also trust in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. John 14:1 through 2. Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Philippians 4:6. See, St. Paul gives us a 5-point plan for better mental health. 5-point plan. Let's get into that. Number one, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Like, be happy, be excited, get into it with it. Let your gentleness be evident to all. It's okay to not always be the tough guy. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Then you will experience God's peace. When you finally just surrender and give everything that you have to God, talk to God. And you may not hear a yes or a no right away. Sometimes it ain't the time. But in God's timing, things will come out for you. It says, which exceeds anything we can understand. God's peace exceeds anything that we can understand. He knows all. He created all. He created you. He knows you're going to struggle. He knows you're going to be stuck in this rut sometimes. But the closer you get to Christ, your prayer life strengthens. Your social life strengthens with Christian people and positive people in your life. That's when you start to grow. Right there. God's peace. He wants to give us peace. He doesn't want us to be like this anymore. Let's say here, His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The closer we get to Christ, I just said this, the closer we get to Christ, the easier it becomes. The easier it becomes to say no to going to parties or being stuck in a situation that you know you can't be a part of. Talking to God and accepting His peace helps us say no when someone offers us drugs or alcohol, or, you know, prevents us from relapse. All kinds of things that we do if we just accept God's peace and we learn these words. I'll go back up here where it says, for as a man thinks within himself, so he is. Don't let yourself be stuck in the way that you think you are when you're in that kind of headspace. Don't build yourself upon everything that you're going through just because your emotions are out of whack. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Again, then you will experience God's peace. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Fix your thoughts on those things. Positive thoughts create positive emotions. When these emotions grow inside, you don't know how to talk to people and explain what's going on. You know, it took a long time for me to kind of open up to people and let them know what's really on my mind, because when I was in my addiction and all that kind of things, I just wanted to just say what I had to say to get through it. But as soon as I was done, I wanted to go get high and drunk and all that kind of stuff later. I mean, after that. I say what I got to say to my POs or anything that I was trying to move forward with. I made sure I just sugarcoated it because I didn't want anybody to know I was deeply hurting. I was feeling suicidal. I was feeling like I was just, what's the world need me for? All these negative thoughts I put myself in. And I was injecting my body with drugs. It was making my whole mental just all screwed up. It put me in a position where I was just not a positive person. And it took me a while to open up and be able to disclose this kind of stuff in order to heal. And I still am healing from a lot of things in my past each and every day. the closer I get to God, the more I feel the peace. When we have that peace stirring in our body, we start to understand life is good. We can come from anything. We can come from this dirty past that we've had and grow and be strong in the Lord. Be strong in our lives. I can be a great father. I can be a great husband. There are so many things that I can do when I have a positive mindset. The positive mindset is what builds our mental health. Not to say we won't ever have bad days, but don't let the worry overpower your positive drive, your will to go on, to move on, to get through these things that are meant to trample us down. That's what they're meant to do. They are meant to just take us and just squish us. Squish every bit of energy and life that we have, but only if you let it. Walking down, for this instance, you're walking down the street and someone walks up and says, "Hey, can I punch you in the face as hard as I can?" No. You'll say no, right? I mean, who would say yes? This silent fear that's overpowering us, this depression, anxiety, that's basically, "Hey, I'm coming to wreck your day. What's up? Is it okay if I wreck your day today? Is it okay if I just cause an argument between you and your wife or your husband? Or is it okay if I just jump in the middle and just make everybody scared and depressed and fearful?" No, you wouldn't. Why would you let that happen? So as we build up, we have to learn that we can see when it's coming. I now know when I get negative. I catch myself usually after it happens or my wife lets me know. But it's really important that you catch it as you see it and try to just nip it in the bud as quickly as you possibly can. Because that's when you're truly going to find the happiness. There's lots of happiness that can become of your mental health. Things that you look forward to, the things that you grow into, the things that you find entertaining or happy in your life. You know what you got to do. You know what makes you happy. And you know what tears you apart and makes you sad, irritated, depressed, anxious. All those bad things that are just weighing you down, and you get that hard, like your heart's in your stomach feeling, that kind of thing. You don't want to feel like that. You need to feel peace. We are humans on this earth, and we are not meant to live this way. In the worldly government, they do this to people. The whole coronavirus and all this, the vaccines, the mandates, this, that, you can't go there. All that was fear. And they got a lot of you. They got a lot of you. Threatened to take your job, all this. They maybe even took your job. They put so much fear in you, made so much worry that you went out and did something that you were completely unsure about. And now we look back at it as... yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm glad it wasn't me. I'm glad I didn't go get the jab or anything like that. Just to put this out there. They put that fear. All I knew is I got Jesus. I got the Word of God. I pray. I'm not going to always have good days. But I pray for better days, stronger days, days where I'm more with it. Those kind of things are important. We have to not let ourselves be stomped down by fear. Because when they sense fear, they can control you. That's the way the enemy gets inside. And he gets to swim around and just do as he pleases. And he gets you right where he wants you. And then you are negative. And then you bleed it into somebody else. And they're negative. And it's contagious. Negativity is contagious, but it's not a good thing. We need to make sure we find a way to come up out of it and experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. We can't understand why the peace of God is there. But once you get closer, you pray, you read the Word, you understand, you attend church, you become part of the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit. I guarantee your life's going to change. Put yourself in a positive mindset. Is it the music you're listening to that's putting you in a zone where you just, because you feel like you can't grow? Try listening to positive music, uplifting music. There's a lot of it out there. A lot of things can help you grow just by hearing it. Music's a really important thing. It's therapeutic. It's an outlet for many, an outlet for me. But when I listen to Christian music, I hear stories. I hear stories of restoration. You know, I was blind, but now I see. You know how it goes. A negative life has grown into a positive life. Down and out, depressed and wanting to be dead, to filled with the Holy Spirit and wanting to live and just share the word of God with those people. Come on, I'm trying to tell somebody. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think about them. What do you have that are worthy in your life? What do you have worth praising? God, for one. Keep putting into practice all that you have learned and received from God. That's what he says. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then God of peace will be with you. You can find that in Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Put it into practice. Find yourself in a zone where you know you can handle it. And if you don't, it's okay if you don't always know the answers. I don't always know the answers. I research this stuff, but I also lived it. Mental health, depressed, worry. How are we going to pay this? How are we going to get there? Oh, we got so much to do today. And a half or more of that didn't even happen. I just stressed myself out, got my heart rate up for no reason. I even gave up drinking coffee a while back just because, like, the full, all the caffeine, because I thought that was my problem. But what the caffeine was doing was already, is like double feeding my mental health and double feeding my negative thoughts. And it just put me in a spiral. I was like, you know what? Too jittery. Got to put this stuff away. I got to find a way to connect with God where I don't feel fear, where I don't have that worry in my mind. Some of you guys can relate. It's very important that we find a way to have a healthy mindset. The war in our head, it doesn't always get to win. It's up to you if you let it win. When you let it win, you put yourself in for a long road ahead of yourself. Let's see what else I got here for you guys. I'm gonna keep this message short tonight. When your eye is right, it responds to light. When your ear is right, it responds to sound. When your heart is right, it responds to God. And that response is called faith. F-A-I-T-H. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just pray that this message was understandable, God, that we reach somebody, that we reach down to the person right now, God, that is in that spirit, that down spirit that's just suffocating them and putting them in a zone where they cannot breathe. They feel like they cannot grow. Heavenly Father, you reach into their minds, you reach into their soul. You uplift them, you restore them. You bring them up out of the pit. Flip them around and set them on their feet again, God. Come into that person's heart right now. I reach up in the mighty name of Jesus to anybody struggling right now, that you lift up your hands right now and just surrender to God. Give up those negative thoughts. Give up those worries. Give up all the things that are dragging you down and not putting you in position for God's peace. God's peace is what's going to give you peace. Fill it up. Run it up.